ladies and gentlemen, Grammy Award winning guitarist Larry Carlton.
I came out and was just visiting with the folks because I confessed to them that often when I come out on stage like this, I don't know what the hell I'm going to play. I was just back there in the corner with one of our techs and the bass player, Travis. I said, "What should I play, Casey?" You know, sometimes it doesn't come. But anyway, I was explaining last night, which I'm going to explain to you guys, since I don't know what I'm going to play, sometimes unusual things come. And probably a carryover from last night dictates what I'm going to play right now that I haven't played in 9 or 10 months for sure. I never played that one before. That little sequence right there, that was bad right there. Rich, did you record that? My whole life, and when they come, you play them. You don't analyze it, you just go with it. Solos, writing songs, playing, you go with it. That's the honesty part of it, I think. So anyway, that's what came tonight for opening our show. Thank you and good night.
Some of you may have heard me play this before.
Thank you. Say hello to Travis Carlton at the bass. And at the drums, this is Gene Coyne. Thank you.
this about 2 years now as a trio. And I wish, when I first started doing it, I wish I had just named it Larry Carlton and the Young Guns. Gene, back here on the drums, he just turned 26. Travis, over here, he just turned 28. Together, their combined age.
Let me do the math here.
That's all right.
Well, I don't know.
Like I said, I improvise, so. I was blessed back in 2001 to have won my third Grammy with my buddy Steve Lukather. Right? Okay, but check it out. This made me think of this tonight for some reason. We had our wives with us, and we're at the Grammy Awards, and Steve and I won our award, and then the big-time people come on later, so we're sitting in the audience watching the big show now. It's all televised and everything. And after about 30 minutes, maybe, we're actually kind of bored, you know? So we all go out and get in the limo that we rented for the evening. And we get in, and Steve pops the cork on the champagne, and he says, "Today does not suck." And that's what I was just thinking when I was telling you about playing with these young guns and coming to visit you. Today does not suck. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This next song we're going to play, I quit playing it a number of years ago because I was sick of it. And then people would still yell it from the audience. And I just wouldn't play it. Artistic license, you know. But anyway, I brought it back. I'm not sick of it anymore. And it's just kind of a nice memory, if you will. I played this back in 1976. Thank you.
Thank you.
Boy, they can play. How do you do that? That's too easy. Gene said, practice.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you haven't had enough years to practice enough to play like that. Something else going on with that stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Sometimes we play much bigger venues than this, and this it reminded me of when I was down here. I have a little tuner on the floor, so you don't have to hear me going, right? There's a little tuner that tells me when the note's in tune. But to see the tuner, I have to put my head down like this. So in the bigger venues, it just looks like I'm giving the bald head. Little old ladies in the back, what the hell's he doing? I usually explain. I'm just tuning, guys, so don't worry about it. How many guitar players in the room with us this evening? A few of you guys. Thank you so much for all the years of support. Judgment. really appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, so we played the blues, and that was all great, okay? Maybe 2 years ago, we're playing at the Blue Note New York for 6 nights. It's Gene's first time to play at the Blue Note New York, 6 nights. And I think it was the second evening, but it doesn't really matter. His parents were going to come and see him play with me for the first time. So I come out on stage and I open by myself and visit with the folks, and the crowd comes up and we do our little blues thing. And then Gene comes up to join us. But back then, he didn't come up and just play. He waited till we finished, and then I said, let's add some drums to this. Please welcome Gene Coy. He walks up on stage, gets behind his drums. No drumsticks. With his folks there. So he said, I don't have my sticks. I said, well, go get them. Walked off stage, went back, had to go upstairs. And the whole club were just watching his team. So that was his first bump ball. Thank you.
We thank you all for coming. Really. Nice to see you. Thank you. Thank you.